I think I was hitting a bit of a midlife crisis and it was stressing me out.
This podcast, The Underestimated Entrepreneur, is for the driven mofos out there who are driven to achieve more in life and business. After studying 1,457 of the world's most successful people in different fields and spending over $1 million on coaches, consultants, and seminars, I want to share with you the key learnings, lessons, tips, tools, and strategies that have not only made them super successful, but have also allowed me to go from the kid who was put into special classes, getting kicked out of school and wanting to end my life, to becoming the mental performance coach to some of the country's most successful people and helping me to grow multiple businesses. I want to help all of those out there who have been underestimated to prove their doubters wrong and to help them to achieve more than they could possibly imagine. I hope you enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Midlife crisis. Well, I've sort of had one. I'm going through one. I don't know that it's a crisis though. It's just some changes. But I know I've had a bunch of you reach out to me and hit me up on my Instagram page and send me messages because you're going through these questionings that you're having in your life. So some of you are reaching out and saying, I'm not sure whether I should stay in my marriage or my relationship or not. I'm not where I want to be in life financially. What do I do? How do I get quick wins on the board? How do I get there faster? Because I'm 40 or 50 and, you know, I need to fast track this a little bit. There are some of you that know that you're in the wrong career and you're sending me messages asking, how do I get into the right job and the right career? Because I don't want to waste the rest of my life. So these are common questions that normally come up, you know, when we hit that age bracket of, you know, our 30s, our 40s, potentially our 50s, and maybe even our 60s. So they tend to have zeros at the end, but sometimes not as well. Sometimes it comes up before that, like, you know, 38, I started feeling like I wasn't achieving the things that I wanted, even though I've done quite a lot, I started feeling it. And then the day before I turned 40, I just remember feeling really down and depressed and shit about myself. And then on my birthday, I didn't want to celebrate. I've got all the tools. And so I knew that there was something going on. I knew that it was comparisons. And I love these moments, by the way, because when I have these negative thoughts or I start getting down on myself, I know that I have the tools to be able to work through it mentally and emotionally. And unfortunately, most people don't. So I thought this here's a great learning opportunity. You know, I'm feeling a bit shit about myself, feeling a bit shit about life. So it's time to do the work. Same as like if you're ever fat or overweight or you don't like the way that you look, you've got two choices. You can keep going down the path and beat the shit out of yourself, feel ashamed, feel guilty, feel bad about it, or you can get to work. So I just got to work. So what I started doing straight away was I started looking at what things do I need to be aware of and what things do I need to improve. Now, for me, some of the things that were happening were around my body. I'd put on a bit of weight last year and throughout COVID as well. I was just letting shit slip. Like I was eating at my desk most nights. Especially during COVID, I would just order food all the time because I was like, I got to keep the company afloat. I got to keep working. I had massive staffing problems. So we had to cut back staff. They weren't the right staff because prior to that, I had really bad hiring process. I had really bad management processes. And so we had to strip it all back in order to rebuild it properly the way that it is now. This is also the reason why I created Business Odyssey, because when COVID hit, a lot of business owners were shitting their pants and they're about to go broke. And so I thought, I need to help. But I also knew that I needed to help myself as well. But I knew that I could bring in experts from my network, which would be able to help these business owners, but also I could learn from them as well. What that did was it allowed me to tighten up the business, but I also create a lot of work and I was just slipping with food. So I might've only been eating a little bit more every day, but that little bit more over time ended up, you know, an extra 10 or so kilos of just fat on my body that I didn't need. Now I held it reasonably well. Like I, you know, it didn't go to too many bad places, but I was getting a bit chunky around the waistline, a bit thick through my midsection. If I didn't train and sort of have decent sized lats and a chest and shoulders, it would have just looked fucking horrible. So I was lucky that I kept training, or else I would have just looked absolutely disgusting. But I knew that I was letting myself slip. The first thing I had to do was to get my body back in shape. I was like, you know what? I want to be as fit as I was at 2021. I want to feel just as good as what I did at 2021. I want to be as strong as what I was at 2021. And so I just got to work. I knew I had to clean up my diet. So that was the first thing that happened. I knew that I couldn't get the rest of my shit together unless I cleaned up the way that I thought and the way that I looked after myself physically. That's where anyone should start. Like if you're ever stuck in life or in business, get your mindset right, get your body right. So I'll say that again, get your mindset right and then get your body right. They're like the two most important things. If your business isn't working and you're eating shit food and you're beating yourself up and you're negative towards yourself and you're focused on all the problems and your fears, you're heading down a very, very bad path. This is not going to work out well for you. So I guess I was smart enough in a way to realize that the first thing that I had to do was to get my head right and then to get my body right. So I worked on that first of all. I went back, I worked on my success map, got the two key pillars or the three key pillars into alignment, got my mindset right. Then I worked through really understanding with clarity what fulfilled me in life. And then finally, what the direction and drive was. What were my big goals? Now, I'd forgotten them during COVID because I was in survival mode. It's very, very hard to think of a future mission, a future goals, and be very future driven when you're drowning. No one's in the middle of the ocean drowning and they're focusing on their future goals and shit. You're just trying to survive. And so I got in the habit of just thinking in survival mode, which isn't a good way. If you go to Maslow's hierarchy, that's like the bottom of the Maslow's hierarchy pyramid. So I had to get myself back into self-actualization, which is being the best that I could be. So that was the first thing. Then I noticed some other things as well. Like in the last 5 or 6 months, I've noticed that my hair's starting to thin out a little bit. I noticed that I was getting a little bit of gyno, which gyno is a little bit of man boob. And so I knew that my estrogen levels were a bit high for whatever reason. Maybe it was the shitty food that I was eating. Maybe my testosterone levels had dropped a bit. Now, I'm pretty good. I go to the doctors every 6 months and I get blood tests. At the moment, I'm doing it about every three months. But I was still pretty good with that. I'm good with my supplementation. I always take my supplements and stuff like that. So I have like my vitamin B, my magnesium. I was taking SAMe, which I still am. There's a bunch of stuff that I take, vitamin D in the morning as well. All of those things help with things like testosterone, your energy levels and so on, because I'm a pretty intense guy. So I'm looking after all that stuff, still hitting my protein shakes, still eating, you know, quite a decent amount of protein to keep the muscle on. But I just let shit slip. So I had to tighten up, start counting my calories. Then I noticed that my hair was thinning out. So I was like, fuck, what do I do here? Now I spoke to my hairdresser who has been chopping my hair for a while, or my barber. And I said, look, is my hair thinning? And he said, nah, bro, you got nothing to worry about. Because at the time, you know, he's got brothers and shit who lost their hair at like 20, 21. And he said, nah, you're right. And I was like, I think my hair's starting to thin a little bit. So then I jumped straight onto it. I found a clinic online that does specific hair stuff. And I reached out to the doctor and I was like, look, I think my hair's starting to thin. What should I do? And he said, get onto it straight away, because sometimes if it goes too bad, it's hard to get back. Or you've got to go and have a hair transplant. So straight away, I got onto that with finasteride and minoxidil. So I put that on most mornings and night times as well. It's just like a topical treatment. You can take the medication, but I didn't want to do that at this stage. So I just used the topical treatment. And so every night now, before I go to bed, I make sure I wash my hair, put on the minoxidil and finasteride, which allows with blood flow and also helps with the hair regrowth. And so I've just been doing that, but that can take about 3 to 4 months. Now I've been doing that for about 2 months now, I think. And unfortunately, part of when you start, the hair thins out more and it starts to drop out a little bit more. And I'm like, fuck, is this really the right thing? So that stressed me out as well. I'm like, man, I can't win here. What is going on? But then I also reached out to my doctor that I go and see. They were a bit hesitant to think about testosterone replacement or anything like that. In Australia, Australia is fucked when it comes to looking after men's health. It really is. Testosterone is, like, we have a mental health crisis with men. One of the key issues with men's mental health is testosterone. Yet doctors are hesitant and afraid to subscribe or prescribe testosterone because the majority of the general public are fuckwits. And because of the doping scandals in the 80s and the 90s around athletes, now there's this, oh, steroids are bad. Now, testosterone is a steroid. But so there are other steroids as well in the body. If you walk into the clinic, let's say, and your hormones are out of balance and you're a female, you can walk straight into the doctors. Like, Jess had low progesterone. Now she fixed that up by working on her mindset and stuff. But straight away, they were like, yep, progesterone cream, we'll chuck you on it for a couple of months and see how you go. So doctors are very aware of prescribing shit that helps female hormone cycles, but they are very hesitant to do it with men, which is, it's horrible. And I believe it's because of its testosterone. And testosterone is regarded as cheating in sports. It's a performance-enhancing drug. But it's not. It's a fucking male hormone. Females have it as well. And it's important for female hormones as well. Some females are on testosterone replacement therapy as well. So these things Australian doctors are just so afraid to do, because I know, after speaking to a bunch of doctors who are part of our community, and even the doctors that I have contact with in my inner circle and shit like that, because you've got to remember, I go on supercar drive days and some of them have supercars. They tell me that they're all afraid of prescribing testosterone because the TGA, which is the governing body in Australia or whatever they're called, They come down really, really hard if you consistently prescribe testosterone at higher levels. If you're a good doctor and your expertise is that area and you start doing it, they've had their license to practice taken away. They've been shut down. They've been threatened. So they're all afraid. This is like COVID shit, but it's underground, at least during COVID, when doctors were getting their license to practice ripped away because they weren't promoting, you know, the jab. At least it was out in the open and everyone knew about it. So you could make an opinion. You could go, well, this is bullshit. I don't agree with that. Or you can go, well, you know, maybe it's the right thing because I believe in vaccinations or whatever. And then there's people in the middle that are like, I think they should be able to pick and choose and people should have autonomy to make their own health decisions. Well, the shit thing is that this stuff is underground. No one knows about it unless you're in the medical industry or unless you've got a problem with your testosterone levels. You probably don't know about this shit, right? It sucks. And so I found it really, really hard. Anyway, I got onto a testosterone replacement clinic. They did my bloods. They came back and they said, you've been training since you were 13 years of age. You're probably used to having high testosterone levels. They're low, but they're still within range for a normal person. But you're not a normal person. You've been training since you were 13. So you're used to lifting weights, exercising quite intensely. You probably have high energy and things like that. And what you've noticed is your energy is dropping. You're feeling a bit more fatigued. Maybe you're putting on a bit more weight. And I was like, they're exactly my symptoms. And so they put me on testosterone cream, which isn't an injection. It's not a testosterone injection. It's just a cream that I just rub on, you know, at a nighttime. So I did that. And within like a week, I started feeling like my energy picked up. I'm just feeling a lot better. I'm a lot more stable. And even Jess said it to me last week. She's like, after events, normally you're just crashed and burned. And she said, I've noticed that you're just like, when you're tired, it's not like you're in this massive slump of fatigue because you've overexerted yourself. And I said, that's how I feel. And she said, I think the testosterone is actually probably working for you. Nobody gets into business to work long, consistent hours and to be stressed out all the time, burnt out, frustrated, and feeling more trapped than if you had a job. You want the lifestyle. You want the opportunity that business can create. What's the point of having a business if you don't benefit and feel great as well? I help business owners avoid wasting a ton of time, effort, and money on doing all the wrong things that most business owners do. And I help align you and stay focused on doing all the right things that help business scale more quickly, more effective, and more efficiently. More importantly, I help business owners to get their head right so that they can get the most out of business, but also so they can get the most out of life and do things the right way. So are you ready to kill your excuses? Are you ready to step up in business and create the lifestyle that you truly want? Learn more about my elite business coaching and apply at michaelmojo.com. So part of the reason why I wanted to share this is because we do go through these things and a lot of people don't talk about it. And I wanted to be open with people because I don't think that I'm any better than anyone. I mean, in a way I do. I think that I'm better than most people because I just make better decisions. But that doesn't mean that I think that my life is better than their life. Like, I think all lives are equal. Everyone's doing their best. People trying to figure shit out in life. I get that. But it's just some people make better decisions. They move faster. They're more focused. They're more driven, they're more determined. So I really believe that, you know, I am one of those people. And you probably are too, which is why you're listening to this podcast. But I wanted to share this because there are probably a lot of you out there who need to hear this stuff from somebody else who maybe is an authority or maybe someone else who you, I guess, look up to. Now, I wouldn't recommend looking up to anybody, including me, because I'm not someone that you should look up to. I have knowledge and I'm great at what I do. Yeah, I'm an expert at what I do. But at the same time, I don't recommend that you look up to me. I think that you need to learn from me and then go and execute those things in your own life and become the hero within your own life. But I wanted to share these things because it's super important that you realize that everyone has their own shit, their own struggles, their own challenges, but also they have different ways of working through things. Like normally when I notice problems, I get into problem-solving mode really quick and I start focusing on the outcome. So I identify the problem, I focus on the outcome, and then I make decisions. What most people do is they focus on the problem, bury themselves in the problem. Then they get overwhelmed, stressed out, burnt out, tired, frustrated, and they just fucking melt down until they hit rock bottom. That's not a good strategy. The other thing is a lot of people that I notice start to have these crisis or these identity crisis in life or these midlife crisis issues, whether it's midlife or not. And then what they do is they make irrational decisions. Now, I didn't want to make irrational decisions. I wanted to make smart decisions that are effective, that allow me to work through my mission, my purpose, allow me to keep staying on my path and keep kicking massive goals. That's what I wanted to do. So even though I've been going through this, it's been actually a really cool learning experience because I understand, like, if you're going through hair loss or something like that, to me, when my hair started thinning or I, you know, noticing it a little bit, I noticed I started like not freaking out, but I was like, shit, what am I going to look like without hair? How is this going to make me feel? Like, am I still going to be able to get up on stage and feel confident? Like, what's going on? And I assume that anyone who's lost their hair or is losing their hair has gone through that or felt the same way. I felt very vulnerable. I felt very unsure of myself. It made me feel really afraid and scared about my future. And again, it took mindset work, right? Because I had to keep reminding myself that I'll make it work no matter what happens. Like, if I do everything and I still can't control it, then it is what it is. And so I'm just going to have to find a different way of doing something. I get a fucking wig. I could get a, you know, I could wear a cap all the time. I could just let it bald. Like, I'll figure it out because I always have. And what it reminded me was just to back myself again and go hard in life. And I think that's what so many of you don't do, is that you're not going hard. You're not identifying the problem, figuring out where you want to go, and then dropping the hammer on decision-making. Way too many people get caught in the problem, and then it makes them feel uncertain. They don't know how to make a decision, and then they just loop over and over and over again, and shit gets worse. That's super important. That's also why I wanted to share this. When I noticed that I was feeling a bit fatigued and tired and going to the doctors and stuff like that and getting bloods, even though they kept telling me that my testosterone was in range, I went and studied that. So I got online, I hopped on YouTube, I started watching TikToks with some of the other experts, and I was like, shit, the symptoms that they're saying are the symptoms that I have. And some of them are saying like people can feel like they've got low testosterone with like 400, 500, 600, I think it's nanograms per deciliter of testosterone. I think it's free testosterone in their blood. Someone's going to correct me on this anyway, but I'm not the expert in that field, right? I was just listening to people and I was like, shit, mine's at just above 300, which is still acceptable, but it's not high. And so I just kept going around until I got the outcome that I needed. So please make sure if you're going through this stuff, keep searching for answers. The beautiful thing is we live in this day and age where we've got YouTube, we've got TikTok. You can easily access experts. You know, like some of the greatest thinkers in history might be dead, but their videos of them talking are still online, so you can go and study them and watch them. I might not be able to fly to the US or Europe to go and learn shit from some of the top doctors in their fields, but what I can do is I can hop online and watch their talks, all of that stuff. We've never been able to do that in history. There is no fucking excuse. You have no excuses in your life for not having the results that you want. The truth is you're either mentally lazy or you're physically fucking lazy. Because if you're mentally dialed in and you know what you want in life and if you want to live a great life, there's no excuse. You can go online, you can learn, you can listen to podcasts, you can hop on and watch TikToks or Instagrams on these people's pages. I watch a lot of David Sinclair's stuff. He's an expert in anti-aging. Now, I watched probably 100, 150 hours of his content, learning about anti-aging. Now, I would have to normally fly to the US. He's an Australian guy, but he lives in the US. He's a professor. I think he's a professor or researcher at Harvard. Now, I might have to fly overseas in order to be able to watch that, but I can watch his talks online for free on YouTube, right? Now, if I want to build a better relationship with that and I've got more money, now I could hop on, get him on a podcast, or I could do something with him. You know, I might have to pay to play, which is sometimes how I do that with some of the mentors and coaches that I have. I watch all their content online and then I just go hire them because I've got the money to be able to do that now. For you, if you're going through any of these crises, just remember the first thing that you want to work on, mindset first and then health. The second thing is you have to make sure that you identify the problem, identify the outcome you want, and then drop the fucking hammer and start making decisions. Because most of you don't make decisions and you don't know what you want, which is why the Mojo framework is clarity times by standards plus the environment equals results or success or fulfillment. So first of all, you have to have clarity on what you want. You have to clarify the problem. You've got to clarify what the outcome is that you want in life. And then from there, you've got to start making decisions. The next thing is you keep pushing to keep your standards higher. You don't drop your standards because you're fucking lazy, right? Or because you get caught in your head and can't deal with shit. That's a bad idea. And then the final thing is you put yourself in an environment to learn. You can do that through YouTube. You can do it online. You can be part of this community as well. A lot of you do my Dominate program. A lot of the business owners who listen to this are part of Business Growth Odyssey. You might come to my Thrive Time event. I know just recently when we ran Thrive Time, there was a heap of business owners in there who'd never met each other. And then now all of a sudden they're like, I see them on Facebook or Instagram. They're going and hanging out with each other because now they're creating better networks. They're creating people of like-minded people that want to grow, that want to learn, that are very switched on when it comes to their mindset, their physical health. And so instead of going out and smashing beers on the weekend, they're going out and going for, you know, maybe a walk or a bike ride or something like that with some of the people that they're meeting in the community, and then they go and hang out and have coffee and shit, that environment is way better. It's helping them to achieve the things that they want. It's helping them to keep their standards high and move towards their mission and the things that they want in life. That shit happens because you create the right environment. If you have clarity and high standards and you go put yourself in a shit environment with losers, then don't be surprised if you're a fucking loser. So don't do that. Clarity times by standards plus the environment that you keep creating will equal your results. So look, if you're going through a midlife crisis or you're going through an identity crisis in life where you're sort of stuck or you don't know what to do or you're wondering about things and you need to get that clarity or you want to step up your standards, go to Instagram and hit me up in my DMs. So go to my Instagram page. It's MichaelMojo_success. So MichaelMojo_success and hit me up. Send me a DM and go, hey, I listen to the podcast. I just need some help. And we can have a bit of a chat. If I can help you, I'll help you. I can direct you in the right location. I can help you out where you need to go. Or maybe we need to do some work together. Maybe you might need to do some coaching with me or something like that to get you rolling in the right direction. But either way, you need to keep moving and you've got to make that decision to keep going. Anyway, Driven Mofos, I hope you've had a great day. Keep kicking ass. I'll see you on the next episode. Crush it. Go hard.